faced a mob of madmen. She stood frightened and alone as hate-filled voices hissed at him that she should now be stoned. But in the air around him hung a vast and wordless love. Who knows what luminous lesson he was in the middle of? At first he faced the fury of their self-righteous scorn, but then he stooped and at once became the calm eye of the storm. It was his wordless answer to their dark and cruel demand. A lifetime in a moment as he scribbled in the sand. It was silence, it was music, it was art, it was absurd. He stooped and shouted volumes without saying a single word. The same finger of the strong hand that had written 10 commands. For now was simply scribbling in the sand. Space and time, he scribbled in the sand. They came to hear and see as much as they could understand. Now bound by cords of kindness, they couldn't cast a single stone. And Jesus and the woman found that they were all alone. It was silence, it was music, it was art, it was absurd. He stooped and shouted volumes without saying a single word. The same finger of the strong hand that had written 10 commands. For now was simply scribbling in the sand. That same finger come and trace my soul's sacred sand and make some unexpected space where I could understand that my own condemnation pierced and broke that gentle hand that scratched the words I'll never know. Silence, it was music, it was art, it was absurd. He stooped and shouted volumes without saying a single word. The same finger of the strong hand that had written 10 commands. For now was simply scribbling in the sand.
But that's the moment. That's where scribbling in the sand comes from. It's this idea that art is something that's unexpected and creative and creates a space and time where we can hear God.
For now.